Feeling overwhelmed by client demands and busy work? You need Client Hub to ditch the busy work and take your accounting practice to the next level with the magic of AI. Client Hub is the ultimate practice management solution, built specifically for accountants and pro advisors like you. It's a single magical place where you can collaborate with your team and clients effortlessly. Client Hub's powerful AI capabilities are game-changing. Client Hub can triage your inbox by summarizing email threads and automatically drafting email replies to all your common client questions. The new Magic Workflow feature will create instructions and detailed task checklists for any new client work or unusual requests that come your way. Client Hub is both amazingly powerful and yet amazingly simple. The intuitive, modern interface allows your team to start using it immediately. The mobile app makes it easy for everyone, including your clients, to track tasks and communicate on the go, ensuring nothing falls through the cracks. To experience the magic of Client Hub for yourself and see how it can transform your accounting practice, head over to uqb.promo/clienthub. That is uqb.promo/clienthub.
Welcome to the unofficial QuickBooks Accountants Podcast. I am joined by my good friend, Alicia Katz-Pollock, the original, the one and only QBO rockstar, CEO and founder of Royal Wise Solutions.
And I have the privilege of collaborating with Hector Garcia, CPA, the founder of Right Tool for QuickBooks.
In this episode, we're going to talk about what Intuit gets right. So in the backdrop of all of us, pro advisors, accountants, tax preparers, complaining about all the things that we don't like about what Intuit does or what QuickBooks does or what QuickBooks doesn't do or what TurboTax is doing or QuickBooks Live or whatever. In the backdrop of all that, we're still using QuickBooks. Okay. We're still using QuickBooks Online. We're still upkeeping our QuickBooks Online certifications. We're still engaged in social media, helping other people, our colleagues, through these issues, and they're helping us. There's still tons of advocates for Intuit and QuickBooks. So they gotta be doing something right. You know, and as much as it pains us in the backdrop of saying, I disagree with this particular action and how this affects me as an accountant and as a partner, I wanna like just kind of like peel back and say, hey, if you were running a business like this and you see the results that it has brought as a business, would you have agreed to it? Like, now that you have a hindsight, would you have agreed that this is a good idea? So Alicia, maybe I'll start with you. Like, what is your favorite thing about working with Intuit? Like, what do you think Intuit gets right?
Well, just reflecting on what you just said, you and I spend so much time on the minutiae of like the tiniest little detail in a workflow that really being able to like pick your head up from your computer and look out around us at the Intuit whole ecosystem is really important. So I'm really glad that we're talking about this. That my favorite thing about working with Intuit is that the people are just fantastic. That it's a really amazing culture where they're really trying to foster individuals that in their hiring process, everybody's really personable and supportive and goes out of their way to help each other. And it's just, I have never run into a single employee who I didn't like genuinely as a person. And that means that makes it for me that daily working with Intuit has been just a joy because I get to really get to know interesting people doing interesting things.
Yeah. And when I particularly started experiencing that, so let me give you some background. The first major person I interacted with at Intuit that I did a lot of communications with was Allison Ball.
Me too.
Allison Ball used, yeah. So Allison Ball ran the Train and Rider Network, which has recently been dismantled. And at the current moment, I would say that doesn't feel like that's done right. It feels like that's absolutely wrong. But they said, we'll replace it with something else, something better, et cetera, et cetera. Now, we're yet to see whether that's going to be true or not, or what better means to them versus us. I mean, that's a whole other conversation. But the Train and Rider Network, I think, was a really good thing that they did right for a very long time. Right now, it doesn't exist. Right now it's been dismantled. Right now we're not happy about that.
This is supposed to be an episode about what we like, Hector.
Yeah, I know. But the reality is that I don't think we should always just like only live in the moment and that's it, and not look at the good things they've done in the past and some of the examples of things that they break and destroy and dismantle, but then they create something better to replace it. You know, like we kind of have to think through that too. So I want to emphasize that the Training Writer Network was right. It felt like it was really well done. Alison Ball ran that. Some other people that are no longer into it, which were sort of in the pro advisor training world, that hired us to do tours across the country to teach people how to get into QuickBooks Online. We fed them. We taught them. They allowed us to say the things that we, our opinion about the things that are broken and not functional. As long as we spend most of the time talking about how to get certified, we had free range to state our opinions about that. And I had the privilege to do this with Michelle Long, with Stacey Kildall, with MB Raimondi. And all of us, I think we are professionals with integrity that stay true to what we believe. And we were able to balance, hey, this is what QuickBooks Online is doing. This is what it's doing wrong. However, if you get certified, the doors will open, and it has been proven that the doors have been open for a lot of us. So I think the training side into it did really well. That ties into the Pro Advisor program. Okay, I don't think the Pro Advisor program should be free, but there is a free Pro Advisor program. So if you want to get certified in QuickBooks Online, and once you get certified, you can get certified in QuickBooks Online Payroll, and you can also get certified in QuickBooks Online Advanced, all for free. Plus, if you go into the Pro Advisor program, again, free program, there's all sorts of other training like bookkeeping, advanced QuickBooks techniques, apps. So the educational content that Intuit makes available for accountants with CP and everything, it's, I think, above and beyond the call of duty. They get that absolutely right. And they invest tons of resources in it. And they also get us involved, the users, the colleagues of the accounting profession. So I think they get that right.
Yeah. And don't forget that there's also the Coursera course on the bookkeeping certification, which isn't free, but Intuit did realize that bookkeepers, it's not just what buttons to push in the software. You actually have to know about the accounting life cycle. And so they do have a course for that on Coursera. Now, something else that you just mentioned and emphasized, that all of this is free. There's actually a whole vocal core of us that don't want the Pro Advisor program to be free, because you get people who aren't really bookkeepers using QBOA. It doesn't demonstrate a commitment. Like, they don't see us as customers ourselves because we're not paying them. And so there is a small vocal contingent who is actually trying to get the Pro Advisor program not free. So everybody, a year from now, when Intuit decides to start charging us too, make sure you know ahead of time that that's good, not bad. I mean, sure, it's a little bit of money out of your pocket, but it's only going to improve the program. So we're gonna seed that one now, because eventually they will start charging us, I'm sure.
Exactly. The other thing I think Intuit gets right is their in-person events. Mm-hmm. So I had the privilege of being part of the Intuit Accountants Council in 2016, I believe. And I got to meet the CEO, Brad Smith. And I'm going to allude back to what you said about the people that work there. First of all, the councils are fantastic. I mean, they make you feel super welcome. They make you feel super important. They do take your suggestions into consideration. Now, consideration doesn't mean action, but that's a whole other ballgame. It does take a very long time to get these considerations to turn into action, but they do eventually get there. I mean, sometimes it takes 5 years, but okay, let's not get into that. but one thing I told Brad, I specifically told Brad Smith, the ex-CEO of Intuit, that I really enjoyed about the council, it was like 20 of us, and you know, each of us had a chance to give suggestions about how we feel about the product, the company, et cetera. And then when you started speaking, the peanut gallery, all the Intuit employees that were there listening, you see them make a slight head movement towards. Like they basically making the gesture that we're listening. And I got to tell you something. I've dealt with many software companies in the past. And when they say they listen to their customers, they're literally reading that off a teleprompter and they don't actually do it. Now, even though it takes forever for my feedback to turn into product, they are listening. I mean, the Intuit is a feedback gathering machine. And you just have to remember, because they're so good at feedback, they're so good at listening to feedback, they're not going to be so good at listening to your specific feedback. That's the challenge. The better they are at feedback, the more people they're listening to and the more the suggestions get, you know, modeled in. And Alicia and I have said this before. We feel as accountants, as pro advisors, that they're listening to the wrong people, but that's a different issue. The point is they do feedback listening right. I think there could be there could be better execution at turning that feedback into public communication, saying, by the way, these are all the things that we heard. These are all the things that we're working on. This is the roadmap of how we're going to be working on these things. I think they failed at communicating the status of that, the actionable feedback, but they do listen to the feedback. And I've been on the other side. I've been there when I've seen their systems and their CRM systems or their feedback systems, and it's all there and people are reading them.
Yeah. And if you are not an active user of feedback, up under the big gear in the upper right-hand corner, there's a feedback panel, and it's not going into the ether. There's a monitor on the Intuit campus where all the feedback is coming in. There's a guy who gets it on their phone all the time to make sure that there's not any system-wide outages. And every Friday, they look at all of the feedback that came in for the week, and they see what's been frequent and what's important. Like mission critical, and that sets their development priorities for the following week. So don't be shy about using the feedback tool and putting in your feedback. Hector, I want to go back to what you just said about the live events. That is also one of the things that I think Intuit does really, really well. QuickBooks Connect is my favorite of all of the conferences. They feed you well. They swag you up. The conversations are top notch. The breakout sessions are excellent. And the keynote speakers are just out of this world. And it's like coming home to family every time I go to that conference. And it was the conference that inspired me to actually step into the community and take a leadership role was having such a great time at QuickBooks Connect 2015 that I'm like, I want to do this all the time. And boom, now I'm literally doing it literally all of my time. But that's something that Intuit has done right.
Yeah, my life has just become the dull moments between QuickBooks Connects. It's pretty much right. Like, oh crap, I have to wait another 360 days to get back to QuickBooks Connect. You're right. QuickBooks Connect is a fantastic conference. I will warn you, it's a QuickBooks Online infomercial. The whole thing from top to bottom is an entire QuickBooks Online infomercial. But in the accounting world, all conferences are an infomercial for something. Okay. At least with QuickBooks Connect, you know what you're getting. It is QuickBooks. You know, like you're not being surprised by what you're being sold. Okay, and you're being sold QuickBooks in a classy way. You know, they're giving you a summary of what they've done. They give you a summary of what they're working on. They tell you what you know their vision for the future. All the executives are up there. You do get face-to-face time with executives. These are like for most software companies, you don't get to talk to these people. These people are locked up. They're high and mighty. This is not how Intuit is. Like Brad Smith, the CEO of Intuit, I don't know so much about Sasan, but he used to be on the floor chatting with people, shaking hands. So like the proximity to leadership at Intuit that you get at these events is absolutely fantastic. And when you talk to them and give them suggestions, they lean in and they listen and they go, thank you. Let me write it down. Let me put you in contact with someone. So I think, once again, a QuickBooks Connect is absolutely fantastic. I haven't been to the one in UK and I haven't been to the one in Canada, but I know they have Canadians and UK, maybe Australia, they have one too. But I know the US one, the one that's in Las Vegas, or it's been in Las Vegas the last couple of years, is absolutely fantastic. And I'm going to make a personal recommendation. If you're listening to this podcast and you've never been to QuickBooks Connect, go to QuickBooksConnect.com, sign up to be told or to be notified when the official tickets are going to be on sale. Buy them immediately because they sell out.
They're selling
out. They always sell out. People get FOMO at the very end. They try to scramble to see who's canceling to try to get a ticket. You will have an absolutely fantastic time. Alicia and I are probably going to be there this year again. I mean, most likely. I mean, you know, obviously, you know, we can't predict the future, but we both, like I said, life is just dull moments between QuickBooks Connect. So we'll be there. We'll be there chatting. So they get that right. And then going back to the people and the hiring, you know, I don't know what the magic formula is in terms of how Intuit picks the people that work there. But when you interact with an Intuit employee, you always walk out saying, I would be friends with this person. I would have a beer with this person. Like, this person is extremely enthusiastic about their job. They have built-in empathy for what you got to say, whether you're excited about an idea or whether you're flustered with some problem that you have. Because believe it or not, there's a lot of people going into QuickBooks Connect just so they can complain about the one thing that has been paining them the whole year. You know, like, the people that work at Intuit are just amazing people. I mean, they're just incredible people. I think there's way too many, and I think there's way too much shifting of roles. And I think that you'll be working with someone and you'll be super excited that 6 months, you know, of that conversation, you're making progress and they're finally doing something you want them to do. And then they change roles and then they're gone and you got to start over with someone else. That, you know, that happens a lot on Intuit. But that's how they keep their talent. They don't keep people in the same role so they don't get bored and go somewhere else. So it's the good with the bad, right? Like, it just kind of comes to the territory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the fact that Intuit's staffing is so positive, that also has kind of like that community external feel that Intuit has also expanded out, that we're not employees, but we are also passionate and dedicated to the software. I mean, how many companies are there out there that have these vast communities of people who are so inspired by their software or their services that they actually go out and talk about it and train about it and help each other about it? So I think Intuit does a really good job at fostering community as well.
Relay is the small business bank designed for accountants. As a QuickBooks expert, you know reliable connectivity and detailed transaction data saves tons of time when reconciling. Relay provides direct bank feeds to QuickBooks Online so you avoid endless reconnecting and testing. And their feeds include check images, memos, and clean vendor categorization, so no more chasing clients for clarity. Beyond reconciliation, Relay makes managing clients' day-to-day bookkeeping a breeze. Relay offers up to 20 dedicated accounts for things like operating expenses, payroll, and taxes, including 50 physical or virtual Visa debit cards, with bill pay, domestic and international wires built in, and their accounts payable features that let you review, approve, and pay client bills. Relay completes your accounting tech stack. Relay offers accountants a dedicated account manager, 24/7 support, and your own sign-in credentials to safely and securely access your clients' accounts. To learn more about using Relay for your firm and clients, head over to uqb.promo/relay. That is uqb.promo/RELAY.
Yeah. The other thing that they do right, and I'm going to put an asterisk to this, and I may have to mince my words on this one. I think they do positive spin right. So, like, let me go back for a second. I don't like being spinned. I don't like being told something when you really mean something else. I don't like when you make a promise and you break it. We spent tons of episodes discussing that. But in terms of making sure that the overall feeling about the future of the accounting world, of the software world, of the industry stays in a positive note, and they always find a way to show you the good parts. Like what's the good part of this? Like, for example, you know, QuickBooks Live bookkeeping. Okay, so like most accountants wouldn't automatically say, "Oh, this is net good for us." Right? But what Intuit does is says, "Hey, think about the potentiality of this expanding the pie." And as much as I disagree with Intuit almost every time they make a decision where I think, you know, this is gonna take away from us, it's gonna take away from us, and they say, "Hey, don't worry, the pie will get expanded." They have been mostly right about the pie getting expanded. Every year, I feel there's a lot more QuickBooks users, which gives me more opportunity to do training and consulting. Every year, I feel more business owners are moving away from paper and spreadsheets. Are they using QuickBooks? So whether or not you agree with QuickBooks Live or assisted live expert support or whatever, Intuit keeps expanding the pie of total number of business owners that are encouraged and excited about using QuickBooks or QuickBooks Online or QuickBooks Desktop, whatever it happens to be. And if you are an accountant that's QuickBooks-centric, it will translate to more work for you. Like it's proven to be like that. Even if it's happened by accident, you know, maybe, you know, they were spinning back then, that is, don't worry, the pie will get expanded and it was a spin. But it wasn't a spin, because when you actually do see it, there's more users, there's more customers. The opportunity has gotten better for accountants, in my opinion.
Now, when Hector talks about the pie getting bigger, that's an analogy. Like they're also fond of saying, you know, a rising tide floats all boats. But at RoyalWise, we have had this analogy, and it's through all of my business classes, where instead of fighting over slices of the pie, where there's industries where you are in competition with your peers in order to get the client or do the business or make the most money or whatever your end goal is, so many industries are competitive and your colleagues are like, it's either you or them. With bookkeeping and with QuickBooks in general, instead of fighting over slices of the pie, we're just baking a bigger pie. Then there's enough to feed everybody. And Intuit has done a really good job at figuring out what's missing in business owners' experiences and then developing into those open spaces so that the pie gets bigger. And think about the different companies that Intuit has acquired over the last 5 years, 10 years. MailChimp, because it's a no-brainer to be able to leverage your QuickBooks Online to do your marketing and send out emails based on people's sales. Credit Karma, making funding available to small business owners. TurboTax, you run your business, but it all comes down to paying your taxes. You know, these are all big gaps and needs that business owners have, and I really like that Intuit has taken these strategic directions in making a whole encompassing experience for the business owner. And that's why the pie keeps expanding.
Yeah, specifically on MailChimp, I'll confess to you, when MailChimp was acquired by Intuit, I was less than enthusiastic about that because I've actually used MailChimp for over 10 years. My current MailChimp bill is $800 a month. I have a huge mailing list that I run through MailChimp. And I'm probably one of the best customers. I'll just say it. Like, I think at least from the accounting category, I'm probably the small accounting firm that has used MailChimp for a very long time. And MailChimp was one of those apps that I never really had any drama about. Like, you know, like there's so much drama in QuickBooks world. But in MailChimp, there never was drama. And I said, oh, God, Intuit is going to buy MailChimp and they're going to run it through the ground. Like, in my opinion, it felt like they did that with T-Sheets, you know, such a great company that they almost ran it to the ground. And we could go back to that because I think that now the T-Sheets conversion, they're doing it right. But we'll go back to that. Okay, for a second.
Put
that on a little asterisk there. But MailChimp has not gotten worse. Intuit didn't destroy MailChimp. As a matter of fact, they took some of the best leaders over at Intuit, like Michelle Tate and stuff, and they brought him over to MailChimp. And I feel MailChimp is stronger than ever. And I think probably the biggest opportunity that Intuit has is to integrate QuickBooks and MailChimp even more. I think they failed at creating a more cohesive integration, but I think Intuit owning MailChimp has been a net positive thing because they haven't messed with the product at all. They haven't Intuitized or QBOized MailChimp. MailChimp feels stronger and more stable than ever. Their marketing at MailChimp is fantastic. Like, if you actually follow their marketing, it's really fantastic. So I think whatever they did with MailChimp, whether they did a lot or did nothing, I think they did that right. I think MailChimp is an incredible acquisition. Yeah.
And if you didn't realize this, if you're not a MailChimp user, you can actually integrate your QuickBooks Online with your MailChimp. And so if somebody bought a product, you can send an email through MailChimp to everybody who bought that product. Or if somebody hasn't had an appointment with you for 2 years, you can go target those people and send an email to those customers, gathering all that information out of your QuickBooks Online, which is genius. So big fan on that one as well.
Yeah, so I alluded to T-sheets earlier, and what I meant by that they felt like they kind of ran into the ground is the first 3 to 4 years of T-sheets, they went through a period where they didn't touch it. It felt like a third-party app. They integrated some of their employees. Then they changed the name, and that's fine. Okay, the app was still the same. They changed the name. Then, which is what we're going through now, they're dismantling aspects of the separate app and they're building it into QBO. And I think that by the end of next year, I don't want to speculate on this, the plan is that it isn't a third-party app anymore, quote-unquote, and it's completely part of the QBO interface and it's part of the regular QBO app. I think it has taken way too long to do this. I think when they acquired T-Sheets, there should have been a 2-year period in which T-Sheets becomes completely QuickBooks Online. I also think that T-Sheets should have been included, you know, in every payroll subscription, not just the middle subscription, or even included in QBO natively. I think that Intuit's acquisition of T-Sheets should have been a net improvement of product features, not a revenue channel. And I think that making T-Sheets in the first couple of years a separate revenue channel created additional consternation that didn't need to be there. So as a result, not that many people, especially accountants and experts, have gone through QuickBooks Time, formerly known as T-Sheets, and know how to use it. So there's a lot of misunderstanding of how it works. You know, Alicia does a whole class on this. And I believe that most of the people that go to that class, they go, holy crap, I had no idea that it could do this. And I think Intuit didn't do a good job at integrating it in the first couple of years. But now, as they proactively actually kill the third-party app, I think that's what they were supposed to do. They were supposed to always make QuickBooks Time, you know, a built-in feature of QBO. Alicia, you got anything to say on that?
Yeah, I mean, you're right that a lot of people don't know how incredibly powerful it is. And while you've been saying, well, you wish that they had done development sooner, the complexity of trying to integrate QuickBooks Time both with payroll and with the Project Center has honestly kind of been daunting for them. And I think they're actually taking it responsibly step by step by step and making sure that it doesn't break along the way. I've had a couple really complex projects where it was like a kind of an either or. Do we use the built-in timesheets to populate the products or do we use QuickBooks Time? And I even have one client where we have to export their QuickBooks Time to ADP and then re-import it back in so it shows to projects. So the complexity of it is enormous. And so I honestly don't mind that the rollout is slow. But for those of you who haven't actually taken the time to look, you now have time in your left navigation bar, and there's a whole universe under there of scheduling your employees. They can clock in on their phones. They can you can do their approvals. It all flows to payroll. All right, I'm digressing. I do have a class just on QuickBooks Time, but that also I think is a check mark in Intuit's positive. Like, I'm okay that it's taken as long as it has because there's still so much more that the app can do that is not yet in QuickBooks. It's still going to take them another couple years to get everything migrated over.
Yeah. No, the decision to make it all migrated is the right decision. My complaint was just how long it's been taking to move. And right now we're in that moment where it felt like the third-party app worked better. Okay, that's just bottom line. That's how it felt. And within the same conversation about third-party apps, I think the API, the QuickBooks Online ecosystem, is done right. But number one, apps.com. What a fantastic domain name. I don't know how much they paid for that. But incredible domain name. It's just like very easy apps. Just go to apps.com. When you think of the word apps, you're thinking QuickBooks, not iPhone. That's huge. I mean, that's huge because, you know, the word app was dominated by the iPhone for so long. There's an app for that. There's an app for that. Well, apps.com, it almost feels like there's an app for that. It's something that QuickBooks owns. So I think they did that right. That was actually a beautiful job. The way they bring in the way they bring in new developers and how easy it is for developers to develop for the QuickBooks Online platform, it's incredible. I've spoken to so many developers that tell me I worked with many. We're talking about integration with many other companies out there, and the easiest one to work with has been Intuit. So it, you know, from the developer's mouth that I've talked to, they're like, developing for Intuit is super easy, super streamlined. The documentation is really good. Yes, there's complaints about some of the fields not being available. Yes, there's complaints about, you know, things that could get better. Look, always things could always get better. Okay, we have to agree with that. But the ecosystem of apps that integrate with QuickBooks is huge. The amount of options that you have in terms of using some other app to talk to QuickBooks is huge. I think they could do a better job at vetting these apps to make sure that accountants are verifying that the data is coming in correctly in the right account, the right debit, the right credit, all that stuff. And the group of apps that are, quote, accountant approved is still too small. Like if you go to apps.com and you look at the some of the apps, they'll have a little star that says accountant approved. Those are the ones that have actually been vetted by accountants where they go, yeah, what this app is doing to my accounting makes sense. I think they should speed that up and invest more on that. Maybe make the app developer pay for that. I think the problem is they don't, you know, they haven't monetized the app development yet. So it's still mainly a free program for developers to develop for QBO. So I feel that the resources allocated to developing third-party apps might be too small for what it could be if apps or third-party companies were to pay pay in to get a little bit more, okay? Mm-hmm. Which alludes back to what we were saying about the Pro Advisor program being free. I think some of us would be okay with paying for the Pro Advisor, which is currently free, if in exchange we get more, right? So I think that sometimes offering so many things for free confuses things. And that I think that holds into it from doing things right, okay? Mm-hmm. QuickBooks Online users pay monthly and they pay a whole bunch of money. Okay. And that's why Intuit is always developing and fixing things for QuickBooks Online because there's a revenue stream attached to it. But all these things that don't have revenue streams attached to it, it just almost feels like you're not a customer in that situation. So I think Intuit could get that right by, again, either in the Pro Advisor program or in development program to have a way of monetizing that. So the other people involved also have skin in the game.
Are you looking for a way to streamline your clients' multi-state compliance, tax registration, business licensing, beneficial ownership information reporting, and unlock new revenue opportunities for your firm? Look no further than Harbor Compliance. With Harbor Compliance's powerful software suite and expert services, you can easily manage your client's entity, registrations, business licenses, and tax registrations across all 50 states. Their purpose-built solution transforms the way you navigate the complex landscape of regulatory requirements, saving you time and reducing risk. By joining the Harbor Compliance Alliance, you can expand your service offerings without increasing overhead. Their team handles the regulatory filings, freeing up your staff to focus on higher value engagements. Plus, with their entity manager software, you'll have real-time access to your client's entity data, enabling you to provide more informed guidance and support. As remote work and online sales continue to grow, the demand for multi-state compliance solutions is booming. Position your firm to capitalize on this trend and improve client retention by partnering with Harbor Compliance. To learn more about the benefits of joining the Harbor Compliance Alliance, head over to uqb.promo/harbor. That is uqb.promo/HARBOR.
Yeah. Now, what you said about apps.com and the developers, I think is really something to emphasize is that literally anybody who sees a gap in the offerings of what QuickBooks Online does can open up a developer account. And if you have the programming chops, you can develop an app that solves a problem. I mean, that's how Writetool was inspired. But all of the there's like literally hundreds of apps out there, and every single one of them came from a user who had an idea, and now we have this whole ecosystem of being of plugging in that QuickBooks Online serves as the centralized general ledger hub, and it's all of the external apps that do all the things that we need for our day-to-day. And, you know, I've heard people say, well, you know, why should I have to go pay for an app to do this thing? Well, it's actually excellent that you can have a core piece of software that does the essentials for reporting, but then how you get the data in, you can have a customized experience that specifically fits your company's needs. Because QuickBooks can't be all things to all people. That was actually one of the problems with desktop, is that it, in a way, it was bloatware because it had so much that it could do, but only the small handful of people ever used that one feature. That instead of baking all of that in and having to support and maintain that huge variety of abilities, I like the idea that QBO is that central core hub and that you pick which of the expense workflow apps is the right one for what your company needs, and then you integrate it in. So I also think that's something that Intuit did well, does well.
Yeah, and the other challenge with that specifically is we accountants, we project our cheapness into our customers. So like, because we don't want to pay for a third-party app, we feel the customer doesn't want to pay for a third-party app. Customers absolutely pay for things that save them time, okay? Just because as an accountant, I feel that I shouldn't, you know, import data, I shouldn't pay a third-party app to import data or edit data, you know, using Sasant or whatever. Just because I feel I shouldn't have that, customers gladly pay for that if the contrast is spending 8 hours versus 1 hour. So I think that one of the challenges that we have as accounting professionals is that we project how we feel about paying for an app onto our clients. And all you really need to do is have the client pay for that third-party app. Once you kind of get it out of your head that this is your client's business, is their problem that you're trying to solve, like stop like assuming this is your business. Like have them pay for the app so they can make your life easier. Okay, because they're gonna pay one way or the other. They'll pay you by working double, or they'll pay the app and pay you less. And that's fine, because you should always be focusing on moving your services to advisory and higher end stuff, not the minutia stuff. And a lot of these apps, that's what they fix. They fix the day-to-day minutia. On QuickBooks Online Accountant specifically, one of the things that I think that they're right, very right, it's how easy it is for you to switch across clients. I mean, I go back 15 years to when I used to support QuickBooks Desktop. Moving from client A to client B, it's a whole production. It's calling the client. Is your computer on? TeamViewer, give me the password. Let me log in. Oh yeah, close your other stuff. I don't want to see the stuff you're looking at. Okay, wait, I have to do an update. I mean, like the way it used to work with desktop, switching across clients was way too much. And what QBO promise, which is make it easier for accountants to work with multiple clients, it works really well. Like for you to switch from client A to client B, it takes 5 seconds. Switching in general is absolutely fantastic. It gets a little cumbersome if you want to open two clients at the same time. A lot of people don't know that you can have two different browsers or two different Chrome users and you can open them separately. There's also an attempt to fix this with the QuickBooks Online Advanced desktop app. I'm not a fan of it because that desktop app is a closed system. I can't add extensions and stuff like that. Different issue. But in QBOA and QuickBooks Online Accountant, switching them across clients is super, super easy. And if you actually compare that to the backdrop of how it used to be, you learn to appreciate, you know, this simple thing, which is it takes 10 seconds to go from client A to client B. Mm-hmm.
And what what Hector is referring to, for those of you who don't know, is that when you're using Chrome, if you look in the upper right-hand corner, there's a little circle up there that might have a picture, it might have your initials on it. But if you click on that, that's the profiles, and you can add a different profile for each one of your clients, give them their own color, give it their own bookmarks for the banks that they bank at, or their e-commerce platforms, or their apps. You can create a whole environment specific to that client, and you can have as many of them open as you want at the same time. So you can literally serve all of your clients simultaneously, which is impossible with desktop.
And the last thing that QuickBooks does right, particularly QuickBooks does right, is QuickBooks Online, it's a really easy to use software. I know most small business owners, you feel it's daunting because they just don't understand accounting. And you kind of have to just remember that they're not accountants and they're not going to understand accounting. It'll take them a long time to understand accounting. But when you actually compare QuickBooks with other pieces of software that are as powerful, I'm not saying compare it to Wave, which is like a quarter of what QuickBooks is, or to FreshBooks, which is half of what QuickBooks is, or Xero, which is three quarters of what QuickBooks is. I'm not saying compare, like if you compare it to a piece of software that has less buttons and less options, of course, it might be easier. But something that has as many features and as many options as QuickBooks, super easy to use. Like go try NetSuite and then come back and like never look at another piece of software again. Like the competitors on the higher echelon of small business, mid-market, especially the apps and a third-party app connected to them, they're very difficult to use. You have to get all sorts of consultants to help you implement. Getting up and running with QuickBooks Online is absolutely incredibly fantastic compared to the options out there. And I think that with all the complaints I have about QuickBooks Online, all the things that I wish they did different, all the things that are in desktop that I wish they were in QuickBooks Online, I have to give them credit. Getting up and running with QuickBooks Online is very, very easy for the average user. And I tell you that because I'm a YouTuber and I create videos and I help people get on QuickBooks and I see the comments. And I see so many people said, after watching one video for 1 hour, go, wow, I'm up and running. Thank you. And you know what? Having people feel like that about accounting software is no easy task, okay? Like I love my accounting software is something that no business owner has ever said. And with QuickBooks Online, this actually, it's happening in a lot more often than what you think. Now, that's different than people going from desktop to online. I totally understand. You're already used to doing things a certain way and QuickBooks Online changed your paradigm. That's a whole nother ballgame. I'm not talking about those. Those are much, much harder to please, converters from desktop to online. But brand new businesses getting into QuickBooks for the first time, especially when they watch 1-2 hour video that kind of walks them through it, it's a fairly pleasant experience, okay? Once you get to reconciling and stuff, okay, you need an accountant for that. But but for the most part, getting up and running, invoicing, getting up and running to managing accounts payable, getting up and running to connect your banks, it's a very, very easy process. And I got to give kudos to Intuit. They did that part right.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's kind of a flip side, though, that, they make it, well, they used to advertise that it's so easy, anybody can do it. And we know that that's not true. And we know that even though a business owner can just start using the software and get fairly dialed in, they still need to, watch your videos or my videos, there is still training to be done. And that's why our role as pro advisors is so incredibly important. But like anybody can start up a file and it takes you through the wizards for getting set up. And, Intuit has done a pretty good job at the onboarding process for sure.
Right. And I will clarify that on the power user side, on the accountant side, I don't feel the same way. I think that there's a lot of opportunity to get that part right, like to give us the tools that we need. As much as I talk up how great the third-party ecosystem is and how potentially damaging it is that Intuit does some of the things that these third-party apps do, it's absolutely what Intuit needs to do. They got to look at the apps that are really good, figure out why they're good, and bring that into the system. Okay. Yes, I hate that economically speaking, some of these companies that spend all this money to build a system that Intuit eventually quote unquote copies and then builds it into their system. But that's how the way it's supposed to be. That's how Amazon works. Like when they see a vendor selling a lot of X batteries, Amazon starts selling their own. I mean, That's how it works. Like you see what works, you see what's successful, and then you start adapting it into your own system. It will never be the same. Like we talked about the expense claims in QBO Advanced. That was a very popular feature for other apps to do. But it'll never go as in-depth as a third-party app could. Like some of the importing tools, importing customers, vendors, importing transactions, importing journal entries. QuickBooks has some of that now. It will never be as high-end as some of the third-party tools. I think there'll still be a world where the third-party apps go super niche, go super specialized and go super deep in advance. And QuickBooks starts adding these things into QBO. There's an opportunity for that. And the more that they add to the QuickBooks Online that they've seen successful as a third-party app, I think that's a good thing for the QuickBooks user.
Right. I mean, QBO is kind of like a multifunction printer that it prints, it scans, it faxes, it copies, it does everything a little bit so that if the company's needs are fairly basic and routine, it's in there. And if it doesn't do what they need it to do, that's because they're a little bit more complex or a little bit more advanced. And so that's kind of why that ecosystem works. But touching on what you just said, I mean, one of the things that I really, why I support Intuit and feel confident about having it be my niche in my career is that they do make these financially responsible decisions, that whether it's where to go with development or app acquisitions or even killing desktop, you know, even being moving desktop to just enterprise level, the decisions are not going to ever be popular. Well, sometimes they'll be popular. Those decisions are not usually popular with the people that are affected, but that's because human beings hate change. We have complex lives. We have work and we have family and we have health and we have entertainment and we have stressors on our life. And anytime something breaks our routine, it's never fun. And our gut reaction is always, ah, not yay, unless there's something like obviously positive about it. But that's something that I want everybody to really take into consideration, because business is going to continue to evolve. But the fact that Intuit continues to grow, continues to add users, continues to find issues that haven't been addressed for business owners, those are all really, really good things. And we're all building our own businesses around those decisions. And so I just really encourage everybody that, you know, some people have said like, oh, Alicia, you're always a little ray of sunshine. But I live a positive life because I frame everything as, okay, it is how it is. How can I thrive? And how can I help other people thrive based on it? And that's always Intuit's perspective when they're doing it. They are never, ever making any of these decisions in order to just do better for themselves at the expense of everybody else. They're doing better for themselves in a way that forwards somebody's needs. And I have big respect for that.
Yeah, and to kind of end this, I will truly be genuinely depressed the day that they kill desktop. 100%. But I also support that the way forward is to have a single cloud-based platform, period. So I have to be both. I have to accept how I feel and also accept what the right thing is and what the vision to move QuickBooks to QuickBooks Online, which I'm not sure exactly what the pivotal point was, 2007, 2008. I'm not sure when that was, where the energy started getting built around this. And it was like 2013 until they did the last major redesign called the Harmony redesign, where it actually felt like a serious thing. It felt like the wrong decision then. When you go back and look at the growth of the company, the growth of the user base, how easy it is for, you know, companies to connect, get up and running, ecosystem, third-party apps to connect. It was the absolute right decision. Moving to a single platform on the cloud is the right decision. The current state of things is rocky. We don't have all the features we want. Desktop has more than online. There's tons of glitches. They're fixing the airplane while the airplane's on the air, and you see things being fixed live, and we get beta tested on the whole time. But moving to a single platform, QBO, was an absolutely right decision, and that's where Intuit is. Where it is, as a very powerful company with tons of profits, with, you know, every decision being a sound financial decision. Like Alicia says, how many great companies or great little restaurants you go to that disappear? And the reason they disappear is because they made the wrong decisions financially. Maybe you loved what they did and how they were, and you go back and go, wait, I wish they still existed. Well, they didn't make the right financial decisions. Intuit is making the decisions that will make sure that QuickBooks lives forever. And that means that I will retire still using QuickBooks, most likely, and they're securing my future and my career as well. Because one of the most frustrating things for an accounting professional is to become really good at one thing and that one thing disappear. That's the one thing that you could probably trust QuickBooks to do, is that they'll always be profitable, they'll always make money, and they will always exist. So at least that's a silver lining from maybe all the things that you might disagree with, but that's a great silver lining to have.
And that's something that you can adopt as well as pro advisors. Everything that Hector just said about Intuit is true for you too. You just can't be afraid of change. You have to embrace it.
Absolutely. So with that being said, Alicia, what's going on in your world?
My next thing that I have coming up is I'm going to the AGN conference, another accounting networking, and I'm actually doing a workshop on training the trainer. So I'm going to be talking to accounting firms about how they can build in QuickBooks Online training into their firms as part of their CAS practice and as part of their retention strategy for their employees, and how RoyalWise can help them with that. And what are you doing, Hector?
Well, since you're talking about conferences, I am going to speak at a conference called Bridging the Gap in Chicago. I believe it's in July. Mm-hmm. Yeah, July. I'm obviously going to be at my own conference in October, which is Reframe 2024.com. Quick plug, show up. Influential Conversations for Accountants is going to be incredible. And probably, which I'm thinking maybe it will be right after my conference, somewhere around end of October, beginning of June, we'll have QuickBooks Connect in Las Vegas, most likely as well. That will probably be the last conference I go to for the year. So I will be traveling at least a couple times for conferences this year. So
And I'm going to be at Bridging the Gap as well. I'm actually sponsoring.
Oh, that's awesome. So yeah. I'll see you then.
Yeah.
So with that being said, thank you very much. And we'll see you in the next one.
See you in the next one.
This podcast is independently operated and is not affiliated with or endorsed by QuickBooks or Intuit Inc. Any reference to Intuit and QuickBooks products are made solely for the purpose of discussing the topics related to the company and its software.